There has been what sounds like an important development in Gaza, with the EU saying it has struck a deal with Israel to expand aid access. The agreement was announced by the Union's Foreign Affairs Chief, Kaya Kallas. In early March, Israel blocked all humanitarian aid from entering Gaza. In May, the US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation took over aid distribution, but its operation has been heavily criticised. The UN has repeatedly warned that the entire population of Gaza is at risk of famine. A short time ago, the European Commission spokesperson Anouar El-Anouni told a briefing that the deal was reached after talks with Israel's foreign minister.
These measures are or will be implemented in the coming days with the common understanding that aid at scale must be delivered directly to the population, and that measures will continue to be taken to ensure that there is no aid diversion to Hamas. These steps include, among other things, the substantial increase of daily trucks for food and non-food items to enter Gaza, the opening of several other crossing points in both the northern and the southern areas, the reopening of the Jordanian and Egyptian aid routes, as well as enabling the distribution of food supplies through bakeries and public kitchens throughout the Gaza Strip, the resumption of fuel deliveries for use by humanitarian facilities up to an operational level, together with the protection of aid workers, the repair and facilitation of works on vital infrastructure, like the resumption of the power supply to the water desalination facility. This is what I can say at this stage. And the EU calls again for an immediate ceasefire, the release of all remaining hostages, and supports the current efforts of Egypt, Qatar and the US as mediators.
European Commission spokesman Anouar El-Anouni. We can get the latest on this agreement from Shona Murray, who's Europe correspondent at Euronews. Shona, thanks for joining us this afternoon. As you understand it, what's the likely shape of this deal?
Well, we heard there from Anouar the substance of it, the reopening of several crossings in the north and the south, and crucially the reopening of the Jordanian and Egyptian aid routes. And the Egyptian side is where Rafah is, and the European Union used to have its own sort of humanitarian centre to allow it go into aid go into Gaza through there. It was obviously closed when Israel invaded Rafah. So that is quite substantial if all things come to pass, because also they're talking about substantial increase of daily trucks, and obviously you need those openings for those trucks to get in. An EU official also confirmed to me that they'll be using the United Nations and not the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation to distribute the food, which I think is really important, because we know the Israelis have completely sidelined UNRWA, although there are other UN agencies working there. But that is obviously key as well. And then the resumption of the water desalination facility. I mean, people have been suffering so much from drought and lack of access to water, and even just water to use for cooking and washing and so on. So if it all comes to pass, it is quite substantial, at least in alleviating some of the hunger problems in Gaza.
That would be quite a change, wouldn't it, if the old aid structures returned? I mean, that's something that both the UN and the European Union have called for, but something that has been resisted by Israel.
I don't think the old school version of UNRWA will recontinue in Gaza. I think the Israelis have done a very strong job in discrediting UNRWA and not allowing it function or work in the Gaza Strip, at least. But that doesn't mean the other agencies, the OCHA and the other agencies, can still work there, UNICEF and so on. And then I think the EU has a very strong position that it won't work with the Gaza Foundation, Humanitarian Foundation, obviously, because we've seen hundreds and hundreds of people being killed while merely trying to go and access flour and water. So it looks like Kaya Kallas has struck a really strong deal here, because also in it, it talks about the protection of humanitarian workers. And we've seen these people being targeted day in, day out over the past couple of years. So if the Israelis are agreeing to at least allow this happen, there is some substance to it. But what we've also heard is that it should start in the coming days. We don't know exactly when. And then the other point, which you heard there from Anouar, was that Anouar, that there should measures are still allowed to take place to ensure that Hamas don't divert some of the aid. So obviously the Israelis still have a strong sense of the security sort of occupation there.
Shona Murray, Europe correspondent at Euronews. Thank you very much for joining us.